Hi, this is Rabbi Jonah Lerner, and today we're going to be doing Masechtas Tamid, Perek Aleph, Mishnas Gimel, and Dalet. As we spoke about yesterday, we are now talking about the morning, what would happen every single morning in the Beis HaMikdash. After the first lottery was taken, what would happen is Natas HaMafteach uFasach Es HaPishpash. The anointed one, the person whose job it was to do the lottery and to open the doors, he would take the key and he would open the minor door. V'nichnas mibeis hamukad la'azara, and he would walk, he would enter from the Hall of Fire, which was one of the entrances on the north side of the Beis HaMikdash, and walk into the courtyard. V'nichnasu acharav, and afterwards two kohanim would come after him. Ushtei avukah shel or biyadam, and two torches of fire would be in their hands. V'nechniku l'shtei kitot, and they would split up. The kohanim that were going to do the avoda would split into two different groups. Elu hochin b'achsandra derech hamizrach. One group would walk down the hallway and down the columns towards the east. V'elu hochin this way. One group would be checking the north and east side of the Mikdash. On the other side would check the north, west, and south parts of the Mikdash. And what they do is Hayu both can holch and achim agilim kom base osei chavitin. And they would check and they would make sure that all of the vessels would be in the right place until they reached the place where they would make the chavitim loaves. The chavitim were the loaves that were used in the mincha offerings of the day. Hagiu elu v'elu, the two groups would then meet each other. Amru shalom, hakol shalom. They would say, all is well. And they would say, yes, all is well. And therefore tell each other that everything was supposed to be. Hamdu osei chavitin la'asos chavitin, and then they would appoint the people whose job it was to make the chavitin loaves. And these loaves were not actually made at the time. The Gemara says that they weren't made at that time. Rather, they were just the people would start getting according to the Tosfos Yontov, they would be scalding the loaves, or they would, according to the Rush, they would be kneading the bread to get everything started. But they would make everything later. We will now do Mishnah Dalet. It's a long Mishnah. This Mishnah now starts telling exactly the exact service of the Trumas HaDeshen, the removing the ash from the altar. As we remember, in the end of Mishnah Beis, the lot was drawn of who would have the right to do the Trumas HaDeshen, to remove the ash from the altar. Now we're going to talk about how it actually worked. Misha zacha litrom es hamizbeach, hu yisrom es hamizbeach. The person whose job it was chosen, rather, in the lottery to remove the ash from the altar would go to remove the ash. V'him omrim lo, and the other kohanim who were there would say, yizaher shem asiga bekli ad shetikadesh yadecha v'raglecha minakior. Be careful not to touch the utensil until you actually wash your hands from the kior. V'harei amachta nesuna b'miktzoa bein hakevesh l'mizbeach b'maravo shel keves. And know that the shovel is placed in the corner between the corner of his mizbeach, between the ramp and the altar, west of the ramp. Bartunu points out the reason they were telling him to wash his hands, because the halacha is you're not allowed to actually do the avoda until you were washing your hands. And they were afraid that if he'd pick up the kli before he would wash his hands, then he would forget and actually do the avoda. And then the Mishnah goes on and says what he would do. Ein adam nichlas imo v'lo ner biyado. The person would walk, nobody else would go with him, and he would not have a candle and not have a light in his hand. Unlike we said before, in the previous Mishnah, they would walk with torches and candles. Here, no light was needed. Ella mehalech lior hamaracha, but rather he'd go by the light of the pyre, light of what was on the mizbeach itself. Lo hayaro noso v'lo shom meskolo. No, the other kohanim could not see him while he was going, because they were standing on the other side, blocked by the ramp, and they could not hear his voice. Ad shomim kol ha'eitz ya'as sa'asa ben kitin mukhse lakiyar v'hein omrim higia eitz. They would wait until they heard the sound of the wood that Ben Katan fashioned to a wheel for the kior, or something that would, the wheel that would lower things down, and they would say higia eitz. They would say the time has come, and there are different mafarshim of exactly what exactly they were listening to. What exactly they heard. It's according to Rashi and the Rush, it would seem that what they were hearing is that Ben Katan had created a lowering device where they would lower the kior into the waters beneath, so that the water would never become tame. The halacha is that if water anything that was left inside a kli of the Beis Hamikdash would become invalidated after an entire night had passed. And therefore, they wanted to make sure that the water never became invalidated. There would never be a problem with this water. And they would, therefore, what they would do is they would lower this the entire kior into the water beneath it, become part of the mikvah water on the bottom. And therefore, it would never become invalidated to be able to be used. So what did the guy do once he got this thing up and ready to go? Kidesh yad v'raglav min ha-kior. He would sanctify his hands and feet from the kior. Natal machtas ha-kesef yalal rosh ha-mizbeach. He would take this silver shovel and walk to the top of the altar. Ufina es ha-gecholim helech v'helech. And he would clear the coals from side to side, push it to the side. V'chasa min ha-am ukalos ha-pnimus v'yarad. And then he would take a scoop from the innermost coals. He would basically dig a hole, grab from, clear it away till he got to the innermost, take one big shovel, and he would go down with this shovel of the coals. Higil Ritzpah, when he got down to the ground, Hafach Panav Letzafon, he would turn to the north, Halach Lemizracho Shal Kevesh Ke'eser Amos, and he would walk to the east of the ramp about 10 Amos. Savar as a gachalam agabe haritzpa, he would pile up the coals on the floor. Rochok min hakevesh shlosha tvachim, he would push it. He would put it three tvachim from the ramp. Makom shenosnim maros haofedishon mizbach hapnimin amenorah. At the same place where they would stick the crop of the bird from the ola and the ashes from the mizbeah, from the inner altar, and the what was left of the ashes in the menorah.